Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Immigration is a hot topic these days. Changes to the system were announced in the recent federal budget. Before the budget was released, the federal government said it was reducing the number of new permanent residents in 2025. Plus, there are reductions in temporary foreign workers and international students. In this interview, Emilio Ojeda, coordinator of Northumberland Settlement Services, will delve into what is going on nationally and locally. He shares insights into the number of foreign workers being transported from outside the county to fill jobs within local businesses and industry. They say they cannot otherwise find people. Plus, he will explain how settlement services help newcomers to the community. Take a listen and hear a frontline perspective. I am so pleased to have on Consider This Northumberland today, Emilio Ojeda, Northumberland County Settlement Services Coordinator. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
The new federal budget passed last week reduces the number of temporary immigrants it admits to Canada over the next 3 years. What was your reaction when you heard this news?
Gee, my reaction is, as usual, immigration is always the hot potato for politicians. So I was caught by surprise that this new government decided to cut so massively the immigration rates.
Why is this significant in your mind?
This new government is anything but business as usual. We have the concerns about, you know, what's going on south of the border. And we need to, I guess we need to, as a country, to realign to the new realities. And immigration definitely is one of them.
Could you elaborate on what you mean by that?
With all what's going on with the what's going on with the United States and the trades, it's affecting the industry in Canada, obviously, and some industries have lowered their capacity because that. And we here in Northumberland is not, you know, it's not something that we can dismiss. The last one, the last industry we lose was the post factory, and that is a direct concern. From the trades what the U.S. is doing to bring back their industry, that's what my understanding is. So it's complicated, it's related, and you know, if we want to get the immigration part in there, we in the county, we still have lower rates for employment. So meaning that still companies having a hard time to find the resources in employees they need.
You've said a lot of things that are important, but I'm not sure I follow all of these components meshing together. So you've said that, you know, obviously we're in a bit of a trade war these days with the Americans. This is obviously impacting industry, and you've mentioned Post as a local example. But how does that tie directly into the number of immigrants and why we should be allowing or not allowing people to come into the country?
It's related because definitely this is the industry that needs employees. And we don't have the amount of employees these companies require. So we are losing these big companies that hire, you know, 100, 200 people and in different shifts. And because we don't have the capacity to offer employees, from local employees to these places, they are closing and then going away where they can find those employees. That's why we were trying to get from these past immigration levels more people to Northumberland to help with these industries and trying to keep them inside.
I know there may be some listeners that be hearing you say this, and their reaction might be something along the lines of, well, hire Canadians, hire local people. There's all kinds of people that need jobs. How would you respond to those people?
There is still vans full of newcomers coming to Northumberland to satisfy some gaps in the industry. And that is because we don't have enough Canadians to fill those positions. So it's not about anything else, but we don't have the youth in this case enough. Or the youth prefer to go somewhere else. But for instance, if you have been in the strip mall where the new restaurants are, those restaurants are filled up with people who's coming from Brampton, and they come every day in a van.
The current unemployment rate in Canada is 6.9%. It was as high as 7.1% in September. There are people that need jobs, and people would be, I think, really surprised to hear you say that people are being brought in by vans or buses to work local jobs. How do you know that's taking place?
Yeah, I think the temping agency that is working out to bring people from Brampton has successfully take that demand on labor gaps here in Northumberland, and that's because Brampton has a huge amount of newcomers that are looking for jobs. So it's easy. It's a captivated population there that they can use, they can bring and help here.
The temporary foreign worker program has drawn a lot of attention. And I know that they're now only allowing about 60,000 temporary foreign workers into the country, down from 82,000. You've mentioned how that impacts us, and it sounds like it's not a large impact, but I'm sure people would be surprised to know that this is going on within Northumberland. How long has this been taking place?
I will say since, you know, farmers have been taking foreign workers since ever. Again, we're talking about people who is coming from Mexico, Central America, and the islands in the Caribbean, that they have, that most of them have a farm experience. So they know how already how hard is working or how back-breaking is working in a farm. So they are okay to come in and do those works or those jobs. So farmers right now in the last year and the year before, we were between 150 to 200 farm workers or international workers. Now that I know, in some industries, some factories, the number of temporary foreign workers is about 30, 35. So it's not a huge amount, but still they are doing something that it's hard for the industry to find the resources they needed here in Canada. Let me tell you that that this is not an easy task. This is not that you just, you know, bring somebody, you know, send the ticket to Mexico and the worker come and that's it. This is a very complex issue, and the industry doesn't take it that, you know, lightly. They take it very seriously. And that is because, first of all, there is a paperwork they have to do. They have to prove to the labor market that you don't have the Canadian equivalent looking for a job here. And you have, first of all, that it's hard to prove. You need to post and monitor that boss looking for employee for X number of time. After that, then you can tell the government, yes, I cannot find these people, so I need to bring it from somewhere else. Now, bringing somebody from outside, also you need to pay fees for agencies to find the right people outside. So for a company to is trying to bring people from, for instance, the Philippines, it can be $12,000 per person, okay? So you would tell me, well, why don't you give that as a bonus of, not even, because people would take the bonus and disappear. So, you know, this is people who come to work and they honor the company working really hard. And the company needs them. The other component is finding them where to live. So the company normally has to arrange the buy of a house or renting a house to accommodate the best they can these workers. So it is a very complex situation. It's not easy. It's not that the company prefer people from outside necessarily. It's just they don't have the capacity. They don't have the Canadian market labor. They can reach out and hire.
In your capacity with Settlement Services, what services do you provide to these workers and these people that are settling here or they're coming here to work?
One of the things that I and this is my favorite part of my job, is building community for them. And when you build community, you build sense of belonging. And that is my most important role, I believe. And then, you know, it comes down to give them information and orientation. So I put it this way, can you imagine if I grab you and toss you in a Peruvian supermarket? You have no idea what the products are, how you deal with the products, the name of the products, the cut of the meat, everything. For you, everything is going to be new. The city, you need to learn the city, you need to learn the transportation, you need to learn so many things. So that's my job, teaching people who come to Northumberland County, that is the first time coming to Canada, all these aspects of living in Canada. Then
should we just stop for a second? I'd like to go back for a moment. What other services does your program offer?
One other thing I do also is the that is also very important is refer people to language assessments, and that is for ESL classes or link classes. I can help them access or assess their credential, their educational credential through WES, World Education System, and get their accreditation validated in Canada. I work with the directly with the Northumberland Business and Entrepreneurship Center. So I help newcomers who would like to be entrepreneurs and start their own companies. I have a case management that is a very busy part of my day by day, and case management is related to clients that need a lot of attention. Mostly of them are very illiterate in English, so they don't speak English at all. They have been in ESL, they haven't tried, but they still have very difficult. So I normally do some translations or interpretations. If they have to go to the doctor, they have to bring the kid to the doctor. So I am there to intercede and talk to and do the interpretation for them. I also do help with the kids in the schools, also that relation parent in the school. I help with that too. And build community is the most important thing, because we can help each other.
Why is it necessary to have immigration?
You should ask that question to a Native American or a Native Canadian. So why we are here in their territory? Immigration is been a process since the beginning of the world, the beginning of the time. And right now, again, is the hot potato for politicians. However, it's necessary because I see it as the inbreed from the same blood. You need new ideas. You need to diversify to your population. I think that, yes, you need to control immigration. You cannot open borders totally. I totally understand that. But I think that the way the Canadian government is doing it right now is definitely, if in a good way, is just finding the people who needs to be here that we need. There is people that we need to bring because is we need to unify families, for instance. So we have the kids here, but they need mom and dad. Or mom and dad are having trouble in their countries. So refugees, for instance, we need to help places in crisis and help these people. But in the meantime, we can bring people that we need. One of the thing that I was working before this new ruling of the immigration, it was bringing refugees from camps in Jordan and I can't remember the place in Africa, but they were refugees. They were highly educated and things that we really need in Canada. So again, if I come back to this 2025-2026 budget for immigration. This is people that are in the health care part of the equation, and also in the construction part of the equation, trades. So this is the people that we need right now, besides all the people that is specialized in the staff that no Canadian is specialized.
What changes would you like to see locally when it comes to immigration? We've talked a lot about the country as a whole, but locally, what would you like to see?
That is a good question. And honestly, I would start by see the change on the industry to accept more immigrants, given the opportunity, because as much as they need the force, the labor force, they're trying, they're happy to tell me that they need the people. They are not totally convinced that somebody that has a little bit of a basic English will succeed in their jobs. And you know, immigrants are as smart as anybody else, and they find a way, even if they have to do through a translator by the phone, but they found a way. So they understand, they can be reliable, they are very loyal. So we are very loyal. So it's, you know, there is a lot of benefits about having immigrants in your company, in your community. You know what? It's nothing better to have a diverse community when you can have different foods or different exhibitions of culture. You know, we do the Northumberland Hispanic Heritage Month, and people is loving it. It's from the music, from the food, from the dances. So it brings something different to the regular day by day thing.
What is on the horizon for Settlement Services?
One other thing is in the horizon, and let's see how this is gonna play. I don't like to comment anything else about this, but we are working on the skill development part, and I hope I can bring some of that to Northumberland because it's very necessary. Again, this is what we're working on is on the healthcare and trades. So still, we need this. We need to build more housing to bring more healthcare and more community.
You mentioned skills development. Were you referring to the controversial skills development fund that the Ontario government seems to find itself in hot water about recently?
I didn't say anything. I don't know about anything about that.
I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert. Anytime.
That was Emilio Ojeda, coordinator of Northumberland County Settlement Services. A quick note. After this interview was completed, the federal government set a target for 91,500 permanent residents under a provincial program for 2026, nearly double this year's target. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.